Brenda.
And welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. And welcome to season two of Stoner Talk. And we're going to do things a little bit differently here. You know, we're gonna start with an interview. All right. Okay, we're going to talk to somebody you may know. He has been on Bullpen. He has been on his own league, Flatline Battlegrounds, one of the founders of Flatline. We have today the Bug Dog, Boogie. How you doing, man?
Ain't nothing with it.
You know, and I appreciate you for coming on season two. You know, I'm starting it off for me, kicking it off with a bang with the Bug Dog, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So let the people know where you from, man. Where you from? Where Bug Dog come from?
Oh, that boy was birthed in Haiti, you hear me? But then he was raised in New Orleans. You see, and Seven Walt to be exact, hard head, so you know.
Okay. Seven Walt, ain't nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. So how you got into battle rap? Like how that came about?
The first battle I ever watched was on the Mac DVD. Was Jin versus Verse. That's an old school one. Niggas probably don't even know that happened. You know what I mean? But yeah, Jin versus Verse, and then of course Murder Mook versus Sirius Jones, and then I've been keeping up with it ever since. About 11th grade, 12th grade or something. When I got on the URL, Mac URL shit, 2010. So from then, I was just watching it. I was never trying to be no battle rapper. Oh man, when I grew up, I want to be a battle rapper. That wasn't it. I was always rapping though. You know, we got, as a rapper, you go to studios where other niggas record that and rap your hardest verse, his hardest verse. And then as watching Head Ice, that's what got me wanting to do this shit. Everywhere Head Ice battle, Tech N9ne and Cortez and all them niggas. I like, man, fuck it. If Ice could do this shit, I know I could. You know what I'm saying? Not saying Ice ain't cold, because Ice definitely went the king of the dot chain and shit. But yeah, about like 2012, me and B-Eric was actually setting up some battles between some niggas who I still don't know to this day. But I'll put a battle with some dude named Slugs, and that never happened. And then, as when luckily we found NOBZ on YouTube, and then by that time I think NOBZ was stopping, and then you know that led us to Gutterville and the Cop Bars and all that.
So, okay, who was your first battle? No, I'm gonna say your first on camera battle. How about that? Your first on camera battle.
My first official battle was the battle versus. Mm-hmm. Well, on camera, it was Bucks, but that never came out. That's the leaked footage of it now. But the first official battle to touch YouTube.
Okay, and official. By that time, Flatline has already been established, right?
Oh yeah, we was out here. We was the guys, the young guys talking shit to the BCs and the AJs and the L Gutters and the Focuses on Twitter. Never seen these guys a day in our life, but we knew we were going.
Right. So in when Flatline first started, it was just you and B Eric, or
it was me. Alright, so here's the funny part, when me and Official battled, you know, I ended the battle like, yeah, I just beat her ass, now she down with the squad. But before then, like, we knew she was gonna be Flatline, cause it ain't look like nobody was trying to fuck with her. So, I seen her on the Got Bars TV page on Facebook, one of the groups, and she was just talking crazy. I'm talking about, yeah, man, I kill all you niggas, I rap better than all you niggas, this, that, and the other. I'm like, man, y'all acting like y'all don't see this shit. Look, love, write you around, because I'm already, that when I battle Swelly Swell, you know what I mean? So I like, I'm like, yeah, look, I already got a battle, but look, you write you like 3 to 5 minutes, and I'm gonna pancake you too. Yeah, I'm gonna kill two birds with one stone. You hear me? And you know, told her that on the main page, and then you know, went in the inbox and we exchanged numbers. And I was like, yeah, look, we really won't do that. Look, we need a girl on the team. So shit. So yeah, we already she was already flatlined when we battled, but for video sake, we had to make it look.
Okay,
like
okay. Didn't even know. I didn't even know that. Ain't that some shit, bro? Okay, okay, okay. So officially. Ironically, officially, it was Boogie B. Eric and Official that kicked off Flatline. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. And YL came like a couple of months after that. But when we first hit the scene, yeah, Boogie B. Eric.
Okay. So what was your main goal for starting Flatline? Was it to boost your career or to boost... were you always trying to be the big brother? Like we already see that you're the big brother in Flatline by the Ground. You're getting a lot of people looks. You do a lot of favors for a lot of people. Was this one of your ventures? The reason why I asked that, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna let you answer. The reason why I asked that is because you look at somebody like B. Eric. You know, he because of his affiliation with Flatline and because of his talent, he got propelled to Bullpen. You know, and we all know. How Official started out. I mean, how Official's going right now. So was that your goal or was that just a happy surprise?
Yeah, nah, it was, like I said, it was part of the plan because in 2000, shit, from high school to I started battling, I was rapping my ass off, like just, you know, like really just rapping. So I was like, man, fuck, if I could get, I'm watching NOBZ. I'm like, well, shit, if 5,000 people watching these fucking battles, that could be 5,000 people that could download my fucking CD. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, the plan was always that, but I ain't never want, like I said, I wasn't worried about being a battle rapper. But I knew we were going to get Official to the top just because she was the only female from New Orleans and she was on our team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that probably was always the agenda to put my people.
That's what's up. So, with that being said, like, you have Flatline Battlegrounds now. We've seen you battling multiple times. We've seen me, obviously, BC, I battling multiple times, but we haven't seen B. Eric nor Official. Can you want to elaborate why or?
Oh, that's a good one.
We had a little situation we were gonna work out like early in the beginning stages, but you know, with her being on Queen of the Ring and Smack and all that, it just ain't really fit us together. And you know, I would just say politics behind it, but not on her, end. And B. Eric.
Okay. And that's funny. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. That would be the main and basically I'm guessing the only reason he just come back from a battle in Shreveport. Well,
yeah, he did. He battled.
Shout out them and all that.
Shout out to Detwitch. Shout out B. Eric.
Yeah.
Team, so, you know what I'm saying?
Right now we have a star and Official. We have a shooting star in B. Eric. Secret Weapons Flatline is not utilizing on their platform. Why? It's Flatline.
Oh, man.
What'd you say?
No, my bad. It sounded like I was chopping up, but if you can hear me, that's good. I'm walking in the door right
now. Is Flatline beginning to be, or do you want it to be a leaping pad, a stepping stone, people's talent that usually don't get that shot? Or are you trying to make it a prominent league? And I said that to say this. Most of the battles that come out, with the exception of me or you, are the only battles that have, I guess, what you want to call, quote-unquote, star names attached to them. Unless you get somebody from a URL or across a certain big name like that. So is Flatline becoming a catapult? That's the word I want to use. A catapult for you a battle rapper? Or you become prominently?
What's up, man? My bad. I'm sorry. I just bumped into the classmate. But yeah, I want, you know, at first it was supposed to be a lily pad, a trampoline, and stuff like you jump right here and it's gonna get you the NOBL. It's gonna get you the got bars and something like that. But you know, with NOBL being gone for a while and got bars being gone for longer than that, we have become the prominent lead. Okay. In the city, and I can't just stop now.
I dig that. So let's talk about your bullpen days, if you will.
Yes, sir. All right. How you doing? I get a bag of.
Shout out to all my stoners listening in right now. I'm glad y'all still listening in. Follow BC, and we out. Okay. This is how we doing it for the 99 2000.
I had to get on my.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But, once again, please don't be afraid to donate to the Stoner Talk podcast. Just click that button. I accept a penny all the way to whatever you want to give. We're right now talking to Boogie, a Flatline.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm finishing this too, man.
I wanted to talk about your bullpen days. You know, for a good little while there, you were getting booked back to back. You know, you was getting booked back to back. You was getting, you know, semi names here and there, just building your, I guess, your portfolio over there. And now, out of nowhere, there's nothing. What's going on with that? You want to elaborate?
shit. Let me see how I could answer. You know, I ain't about to sugarcoat nothing. So, let's see. I started on bullpen. What, September 2016, I battled Suave. I beat him, you know, off that battle. I made Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons. He said I became his favorite battle rapper that day. And I didn't even know he was going to be there. So then from there, I went to January 2017, I battled TGO. Everybody like, oh, that's a crazy battle. It could go either way. Most people had me winning. You know, I had me winning. I don't be good. Then March 2017, I battled Automatic Ray. I dust him off. After that, what it was like, July 2017, I battled Hilo. People say I dust him off. April 2018, I battled Wavington. That battle never.
How'd you do in that battle, if you don't mind me asking?
April.
How'd you do in that battle?
Say it again.
Okay, continue.
Dust him off. Yeah, I dropped 30 on Wave. He did all right. But it was some hype they were trying to build around it that it really wasn't. They were trying to shop to me that, oh, his numbers and his pen getting crazy and whatever. But I'm like, man, he not going to beat me. So, like, everybody who they put up against me don't win. Like, it's the people that they really want to beat me so they can say, yeah, you lost now. But, yeah, that still didn't happen. And, as a matter of fact, that was the same day BC battled Dobie and beat him, and that footage didn't come out, so... Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, they can't find nobody to beat Flatline for real. But and then April last year, April 2019, they had the call where they did, when they did that Smack event in Atlanta. I think it was Cassidy versus Goods. And then the next day, they had a bullpen event, and all Smack and all these people were supposed to be in there. Some of them was. Some of them came late. They didn't see me smack the dude who was supposed to be the guy since I've been gone. So like, oh yeah, you been here? While you was here, you was the guy. Now we got a new guy. Now what you gonna do with him? He missed the rebuttal and freestyle on the spot, and I smack him. I dust him off. Drop 30 on him. He don't win the round either, and that don't come out. But he go on to get booked. So I don't know. Like with me, I'm kind of like fed up with them. Even though, you know, as a battler, I'm still open to, yeah, if y'all call me and say, we want you to do this, and then we're going to have some shit to talk about. But I ain't really like, I don't know. I'm kind of like over,
so
over that.
If I can gather from what I've just heard, you put on countless battles, and every battle you have won.
Okay, I won, like, clearly, like, no.
Well, there's a thing, I've been around battle rap for a while, and I know the ins and outs, especially the politics of it. There's such a thing we like to call when you're a battle owner and you're trying to just, you know, you have a card, but you just need something for the crowd, not for YouTube, but for the crowd. They want to see a certain person, but we're trying to push this certain person. Okay, here's the gamble. Where there's a win-win, we'll give, and I'm just speculating, I'm just spitballing here, but we'll give Boogie Wavy. Now we trying to push Wavy. If Wave dust off Boogie, that's a double win for us. He's winning. The guy that we want to win is winning, and he beat somebody prominent, a fan favorite.
Right.
So we can drop that.
Right.
But if it goes the other way, well, right, the fans in there, they still get what they want. I'm just saying, it's the cost of doing business. You have to not only appease the YouTube crowd, you have to appease the crowd there. I'm not blaming or casting any doubt on Bullpen. I am just stating a speculation, if you will.
Right.
But
Right, because if I felt like you were saying something wrong, I would have stopped you. Like, I fuck with John and the whole movement, but I don't fuck with how they fuck.
No doubt, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, you know, shout out Bullpen and everything they do, you know.
Definitely.
And all that good. So what's new for Boogie? Because is it music? Is it more battle rap? Like, where are you trying to see yourself in the next, say, 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I would like for all, you know, all the talent that come through. I would like for, you know, everybody. I mean, of course, I'm gonna definitely do my music. I ain't never stopped doing music. I just stopped releasing it as much as I was before battle rap. But even when I started battling, I was still dropping like mixtapes and EPs and shit, so I just kind of got lazy on that part on my own. But now, in the next 5 years, I would like for every name on Flatline Battleground to be a household name such as mine.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. So is most, let's say, we can see you pushing towards battle rap for the next couple of years, like trying to really push that for Flatline Battleground.
Yeah, not for me, because I feel like, if I don't battle again, ever again, I'm okay with it. Like, I know I didn't. What that boy Wayne said, I ain't going nowhere special, I won't never leave. Shit, I'm already a
veteran. No doubt. Okay, so let me ask you a question. You have a lot of, you pushed a lot of people, and some of them has actually caught a little spark. You know, you have Big Diesel, you know, sparked him up, KTL, you know. Goes on and on, you know what I'm saying? Now, what do you think about the new lot? Like, are they what you expected, or what do you think about the new lot?
A lot of them. I don't want to say expected, because whatever I call them to do, they come do. What's up, bro? Whatever I call them to do, whenever I call their number, just like me. They be just like me. So whenever I call their number, they answer and no question. Oh man, what I'm gonna get? How? What? Look, man, I need you to do this. You could do it. And no. Oh yeah. All right. And that's that. So yeah, some of them, like I said, some of them exceed my expectations. Some of them I be looking like, you know, just like anything. Like, oh yeah, I'm cool.
Oh, I see we have technical difficulties once again. He's cutting in and out. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Nah, I got a call. I didn't know how to stop it from ringing. But, yeah, like, some of the guys exceed my expectations. Some of them.
I guess whoever's trying to call him is really trying to get in touch with him right now. Oh, man.
Hello. Yeah, and I won't call. No. All week, nobody called. No. Now we are online. Everybody won't call.
Okay, I see we have technical difficulties again, Stoners. I apologize for this. My first time doing the interview, and you know, we're trying out different things. I couldn't get him in studio, so we had to do a phone conversation. Yeah. Are you like, is it somebody calling you? Is it somebody calling you?
It's over with. No. Yeah, but I had like two back-to-back calls, but they hung up now. You gave me
okay,
that?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So as far as the expectations, like you said, some of them be having their own preset expectations, like what they think I expect from them, and they be setting them in their head, so... Well, not because I give all of them evaluations and, you know, reviews on what I think of what they need to work on and how they did whenever they do it. But, like, for the most part, they be reaching and exceeding what I expect. Because when I don't, I try not to expect nothing from them. I always like to surprise them because it's like, you know, you've been around battle rap for a while. And when you tell somebody, oh, man, we want that Boogie that battled BC in 2012. Like, well, Boogie and BC was in two different places in there. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
Boogie and BC was in two different places. So I don't never expect from them. I just expect them to go mad. You know what I'm saying? Just handle your business whenever your time called. And then we're going to talk about it after that. But, yeah, when I call the number of somebody, then, you know, I just expect them to come show up and do their thing.
Okay. That's what's up. So you got any events coming up? Anything soon?
Yeah, March 21st. Association. That's another Look Talent Search with some of our newer guys, some brand new guys who never touched the stage before. Some guys who just been around and been asking, oh, man, you can put me on. And, you know, I don't want to just be putting everybody on the cards where they don't need to be. I want to get a bigger pool of people so it could be another class as opposed to, oh, one person come in 2020 and 20 people came in 2019. I try to keep it, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep it classes so they could, you know, grow together type.
Right.
Association. They're gonna be at the Association Bar and Lounge on Claiborne in New Orleans. Then March 28th, the Bulldog birthday card. We're trying to do it at the same venue, the Association, on Claiborne. Then April 18th, Smoke in the City 2. I don't have the venue yet, but that'll be April 18th. And April 26th, we're doing something at Homer. That's for now. So we usually have one event a month. Sometimes we do two a month, but yeah, every month they could be looking for something from Flatline Battleground. They can subscribe to Flatline Battlegrounds on YouTube, follow us everywhere. Instagram, we on Facebook. We got two pages on Facebook, Flatline Battlegrounds and Flatline The Grounds. The Grounds is the most up to date, where you can see the artists talk to each other and interact with the fans and things. And the Flatline Battlegrounds Facebook page is pretty much like a bulletin board where they post all their clips and their battles and flyers and shit like that.
Okay. No doubt, man. Well, there you have it, Stoners. The Boog Dog. I hope you enjoyed the Stoner interview. I'm gonna do a lot more of these. And yeah, man, if you got any last words, man, let the Stoners know what's going down with you. Give them your handles, your Instagrams, your Snapchats, you know, all that goodness.
Boogie Flatline on Facebook. Boog Dog, BOOGDAWG 7 on Instagram. Flatline Battlegrounds on Instagram. Flatline Battlegrounds everywhere, really. I'm working on some new music. I ain't gonna give a date because I hate to set a date and then don't drop like that. But when it do, hopefully I can come present it to the Stoners.
No doubt. And we definitely gonna have you back on, you know what I'm saying? Try to get you where we got you in a nice little quiet, calm spot. You was moving around on us.
Yeah, we ain't gotta worry about no phone calls and that, man. So, I don't know if possible, man. I could come to the studio one day this week. This is a freer week for me, if you know.
Yeah, no doubt. We're gonna definitely do that, man. But until then, Stoners, you know, next podcast I see you, and when I see you, love life and let love live. You dig? And as always, Stoners unite.